42 countries across the globe have started COVID vaccinations. A lot of people do certainly have fears for these vaccines that have been developed a lot faster than what they would have before. We don't really, we're not qualified to talk about this, Bilko.
No.
So we thought we'd better get someone on who is, and we have joining us Dr. Rebecca Locke, who is a GP and medical educator. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us, because seriously, this is a really hard one. I mean, you hear so much conflicting information. Bilko listens to CoronaCast a lot and, you know, hearing all these different things. First and foremost, are these vaccines safe? Should we be worried?
No, you shouldn't be worried. And yes, they are safe. So all three of the vaccinations that are potentially available for the Australian population are slightly different, and they're all going through TGA testing, and they're safe. And they're actually effective at preventing hospitalisations and severe disease from COVID-19.
Why are there three different types of vaccines? Why haven't we just got one that's going to knock it on the head?
Two reasons. One is that they've all been developed concurrently, and so we were seeing which ones were working the best or which ones actually were effective. And the second reason is because we actually need access to the vaccination. So there's one of these vaccinations that will be produced in Melbourne, and the other one, one of the Pfizer one, is produced in the USA. So actually acquiring enough vaccinations for the population is a challenge, and that's why we're sort of sourcing them from all three developers at the moment.
Tell us about these new strains, Rebecca. How do they differ from the original? Is there just one new strain, or is there more than one?
There's actually more than one new strain. We're looking at a strain that they're calling the South African variant, and there's also a strain from the UK. And the problem with these new strains is that they're much more infectious. So they're up to 70% more infectious than the original strain of coronavirus. And so the transmissibility to other people is much higher.
Okay, now one thing I wanted to ask you, some people have, well, a lot of people have tested positive to coronavirus who have had zero symptoms. Do you think a lot more of us have actually had it already and didn't even know?
That's a really difficult question to answer. One of the things that we've been doing to try and look at that asymptomatic spread is the wastewater testing. I've looked this morning, and of all the wastewater tests that have happened around the Sunshine Coast, no COVID has been detected. So it's unlikely that we've had a large amount of asymptomatic infection in Australia, but there may have been little pockets of it.
Dr. Rebecca, back to the vaccine. I have seen some stories circulating about the Pfizer vaccine, and there's a story circulating about a man who has supposedly died, but we want to clarify it's not from getting that vaccine a month ago. That's the headline people are pushing, but there's more to it, isn't there?
Yeah, there's absolutely more to it. It looks like this gentleman, who was actually a doctor in Miami, had a blood disorder, and he actually died from a brain hemorrhage. So it looks like it is totally unrelated to the vaccination.
Good.
Okay. And can we have a quick reminder as to the symptoms and what we should be doing?
So what's most important is that sometimes the symptoms are really mild. So it might be a sore throat, a runny nose, a fever. Even diarrhea can be a symptom of coronavirus.
Oh, the toilet paper thing, right.
Right. He thought it was the curry he had last weekend. Coronavirus.
What's really important is that we keep our physical distancing from other people. So imagine that bubble around you about the size of where you can reach your hands out to, that you're washing your hands well, using hand sanitizer regularly, and wearing a mask when you can't physically distance from other people.
So when can we expect these vaccines to be available here on the Sunshine Coast, Kulula Coast?
Yeah, so the government has been talking about how they're going to roll the vaccinations out, and it looks like from as soon as next month, the priority groups will start to get the vaccination, and after that it will be you know, rolled out sequentially. So I would say that by March, we'll be seeing some people in the population who are at higher risk. So, for example, people working in aged care or people living in aged care facilities may be offered the vaccination as soon as March.
That's good news.
And would people with asthma be in that high-risk category?
So they'll probably be in the next risk category along. So people with chronic diseases who are not in aged care facilities are sort of in the 2A category.
So the rest of us are probably way towards the end of the year.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I think that once the rollout happens, it will be fairly rapid. It's really a matter of the supply chain. So we're starting with the people who are at highest risk, the frontline healthcare workers or people working on border control, and then introducing extra elements of the population as we go. But it will probably only be a couple of months between the start of that and as we keep going. Remember, the vaccination is actually two doses, so one and then a second one 1 month later. We have to have enough vaccinations for everybody, so they need to actually be produced.
So well, by our birthdays in June then, Ellie.
Yes, sounds like it. Dr. Rebecca Locke, GP and medical educator, thank you so much for your time today and for clearing a lot of our questions up, because honestly, yeah, a lot of people are in fear, I think, because they just don't know what to believe, and you hear all of
that
this.
That Pfizer story getting a lot of people worried.
Yes, so. Exactly. Thank you so much, Dr. Rebecca.
Thank you very much. We want to know from the Zinc family, do a quick poll here, will you get the jab?
Yeah, good one. Well, will you, Bilko?
I will.
Yes, I definitely will.
I've been dubious before, but I'm thinking you've got to do it.